Welcome back to the Life on Target podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Spearing, bringing you some wisdom straight out of my coaching call with Eric Beck at Founders Fire. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for their coaching because it's solid, kingdom-minded coaching for businesses. This isn't even an ad. I just look forward to my calls with Eric so much every week, and I come away with a lot of words of wisdom, new insights on how I can hit the mark in my life. So if you're in a business position or you have a small business and you're trying to figure out how to get ahead and get some freedom, go check out Founders Fire. The thing that we're talking about today on my call was my job as a leader being to clarify and to outline the objective, or in business, they call it their mission statement or vision statement, and that cues everybody in your organization about what they're supposed to do, because there's just so many different things that may come across their desk in a given day or in construction out in the field that they have to decide what to do. And culturally, they need to know what the bigger vision is, why they are involved in the mission itself, what they're trying to do, and that actually gives them the framework to make the decisions, their guiding principles and things like that. And we also know that there are principles of war. Doug Wilson talks about this in his book, Rules for Reformers, and specifically talks about how leaders who don't understand the difference between principles that are timeless and means and methods that are something that change with the times, if you don't understand the difference, you don't understand the principles, you understand that the principles dictate which means you use and the means are always evolving, but the principles are timeless, that we're going to have a terrible situation on our hands. And ultimately, that's what I think we're in such a mess today. We have a bunch of leaders, quote unquote, leaders in all different spheres of life, in the church, in business, in politics, and then even men who are supposed to be leaders of their home that are not clear about their objective. They don't understand the principles, the timeless principles that help them achieve those objectives. And then they get bogged down in a bunch of different means and methods. And a couple of the things that came to mind were, you know, when I was in the military and we were doing a platoon raid on a building, the objective is to assault this particular building. And as a team leader within a squad, we knew which side of the breach we were going to do, breach the front door of the building. Other squads are going to breach the back, climb the roof, whatever. And then me individually as a team leader, I'm going to place the charge, blow the door, and then all the people in the platoon are going to assault. They're going to have individual, you know, skills that they've trained on. So there's all those different means to actually enter is explosive charge, but there's principles like surprise and concentration and communication and things like that that all get used to understand. So if we don't know what the real objective is, we can hit buildings all day long, but we're never going to actually get the terrorist. We're going to spend a bunch of energy doing the wrong things. If you're running your household, you know, you understand principally that you need to teach your children to do certain things, but you could end up having them play a bunch of organized sports when they can't even get along with their own siblings. And so you run around and you use all the resources to try to teach them grit and organized athletics when you're not even doing the basic things that they need to be functioning as a child of God, as an eternal being. So there's a bunch of stuff like that. In business, it could be me understanding that I have to do good work and I have to make money, but then taking the wrong job for the wrong client and getting bogged down and stuff and taking a lot of resources at ultimately less pay than what I would normally get and just being bogged down. So clarifying what the purpose of the family is, what the purpose of the business is when you are going overseas and doing missions in the military, the overall objective. That's why we saw the abysmal failure that we saw in Afghanistan, is the objective was nebulous. The objective was open-ended. It was not outlined in things that we could achieve and delegate down to subordinate units. And we have to do this in the church. We have to do this as men in charge of our families, and women involved in that, also understanding that there's a husband's going to delegate authority to you. He's ultimately responsible for everything that goes on in the home, but he's going to delegate authority to you to take care of your kids. And I am driving at all of this and talking about all this, not to say that I've got it all figured out, but to say this is where I am concentrating a ton of my energy right now, because I am seeing that I am not going to be able to grow my business anymore. I'm not going to be able to achieve the things with my kids and my family. I'm not going to be able to integrate that into the church, which, if you haven't seen the 11 Simple Steps to Save the World, I think it's what it's called, by Canon Press, the documentary is phenomenally practical about these overarching principles and even giving some means and methods for the family and the church generally to employ in achieving the objectives that we want to achieve as a church. But there's this really powerful metaphor in there that as a family, you become essentially this brick or this atom or this thing that's combined with other families in the church, becomes the foundation of society, becomes a wall of protection. And you know, that obviously drives me to think about Nehemiah and how when he came and appointed the different leaders and they spaced out on the wall and they had their different clans and they had the different parts that they were working on, they had certain people setting a guard, that they had to define the objective to rebuild this wall. And that it would be really easy for certain parts of the clan to look left and right and to see how their brothers in arms to the left and right or the clans are building, and then to get kind of task saturated or fixated on how that particular person is doing it and whether or not they're building it right or whatever. And then there's just overall competency that existed for all of them to space out and do this real physical actual work. And then also this capacity to inhibit or to deter the enemies of Israel from coming in and taking over and messing up the building of this wall. And I honestly think that this is where we are as a society now. As men, we are able to see how the wall building is going in the entire world. We're able to get on social media. We're able to see what certain people are building, or actually not even really building. We're just literally entering the digital era and we're seeing our digital arena, and we're thinking that that's actually a wall. We're thinking that that's actually something real, and we're getting bogged down in Twitter battles and Facebook wars and posting stuff and going back and forth and all the just absurdity that are distractions from the wall, the part of the wall that you are supposed to be building right now. And the light bulb moment for me on the coaching call today was Eric asked me, said, "Nathan, how is the enemy specifically going to target you? How are they specifically going to thwart what you're doing?" And we've gone through this before, and I know the answer. He's going to give me too many targets. He's going to make, there's going to be this invisible feeling that I'm not accomplishing enough, that I am, there's things I need to do. I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to start shooting at one target. I'm going to run over here and do this other thing with all the different things that I'm trying to do with podcasting, with building the farm, with being involved in the church and growing these businesses. And when all these targets start popping up all over the place and they all seem like they need to be dealt with and handled, which one are you going to deal with first? Which one am I going to take care of and shoot and aim and hit the mark and knock that target down so that it's done and then move to the next one? Because you have to prioritize. You don't get to have priorities. Multiple. You can't shoot two targets at the same time. You have to, don't get too carried away with that metaphor. I know there could be a target in front of the other one. You could shoot it and the bullet could go through, or you could do double pistols like on some movies, maybe if you're a Navy SEAL, whatever. Okay. You have to focus on one thing. You have to hit that mark. Then you move to the next target. You would decisively engage, identify, decisively engage, move to the next target. When there's too many targets, if you don't understand the mission, you don't understand the objective, you don't understand that you need to stay and fight and hold that hill because it's critical to the bigger picture, or that you don't need to actually assault that hill and take heavy losses and put everything into it so that you make sure you take it, because if you don't, the greater operation fails. And we need men in the church helping locally, not big church overarching. There's a lot of guys, but we need men in the local church helping men to identify what their specific mission is. And I'm going to be speaking on this subject specifically when I go out to the Traditional Fatherhood Intensive in 2 weeks from now, I believe. We'll be out there in Vancouver, Washington at C.R. Wiley's church with Rory Groves. And this is what I'm going to outline in my second talk. I'm going to talk about practically what I am trying to learn as a man and how I am organizing my time, how I am defining the objectives, how I'm working to clarify that, how I'm disseminating that, I'm communicating that to members of my team, and what the priorities are, and when one thing comes at odds with the other, how I have it stacked, how I prioritize church, and how I chart family, and where does that all fit, and when one comes at odds with the other, what do I do? And if we are able to do that effectively as individuals, we're able to define our personal individual objectives that God put us here to do, and we're able to prioritize that, and we're able to understand when we get into positions of leadership, when we're a husband, when we're a father, when we own our own businesses, when we're a manager in our business, whatever, we're able to understand the overarching objectives. We're able to define those if we're actually the one in charge. We're able to see how that fits. We're praying for wisdom from the Lord to see how that fits into the greater picture. If we're actually doing that and we're being intentional about it, we're going to kick butt, y'all. There is nothing that will stop us. The reason why we're in such a mess is that we're all not communicating with each other. We're all fighting our own objectives. We're all trying to take on all of Twitter by ourselves. We're all, when we shouldn't even be on Twitter, we should have it deleted from our phone, and we should be building an actual physical wall right in front of us. We should be building real businesses, should be growing real food. We should be making sure our children are raised up well. We should be leading our wives. We should be looking at our finances. All of this should be done in the right order. And if it feels like you can't get it all done and it feels like it's too much, then you're doing too much. Then you haven't prioritized. You haven't clarified. You're trying to do too many things yourself. And when you don't have an overarching objective for your family, for your business, how that integrates with the bigger picture, then you're going to fight other people's battles. You're going to get, and that's how the enemy is going to destroy high-performing, well-meaning Christians and their efforts to do God's will. Give them too many targets, have them overwhelmed, have them concentrated too thinly on the line, messing up communication, all of that stuff. And it all comes back to understanding the principles of war, understanding the objective that you have to achieve, and putting all your resources into that specific thing, and then knowing what the next objective is. And if you have to have leadership and guidance, you're seeking it out. And if you can't find it, then guess what? It's you. You need to be the leader. You step up. You don't have the documentary we talked about last week, Michael Foster's documentary. One of the things he says there is men solve problems. We need men to solve problems, not to look around for leaders, not to look around. Now, that's if there is a leader there and you try to step up and you're not the leader, you're going to get squashed and you're going to create problems. But when there's a void and a vacuum of leadership and it's in your sector of fire, if you will, you take control of it. You handle it. You set up the objective. You communicate. You spell out the ways to achieve it. You come up with the steps yourself and you get it done. And you don't let anyone distract you. And you have to also be willing that if somebody is messing up, that it, maybe it's not your problem. Maybe you don't get involved in that. Maybe you don't need to jump in that Twitter battle. Maybe you need to just let it go and shut your phone off and go and draw a project for a client. Or you need to go home and do family worship with your children. Or you need to work out. I've been talking about that a lot. Or you need to eat the right food so that you can and you need to not drink alcohol so that you can get good sleep, so that you can wake up on time. We've talked about all this stuff before. There's dozens of ways, but it all comes back to not having an objective, getting engaged with too many targets because you don't know what the objective is, using the wrong means to do it because you're trying to use a sledgehammer when you have an explosive charge, or you're making your son do a million math problems where he clearly understands the concepts, but that's what the homeschool lesson plan says, or you're a woman who's running for office because while you have five or six kids and you think that you're actually going to do some good well, your kids are going to be hate you and hate the faith because you went and served in this stupid political office, whatever. Those are just a bunch of things I just came up with kind of off the cuff. So maybe they don't logically match with the principles and methods, whatever. Y'all have to forgive me on that. Bottom line is, what's your objective? Get to work. Actually, in the real world, because there's very few of you that have been called to win the digital war, and you actually win the digital war when we take over the entire physical world. I don't care about AI. I don't care about the metaverse. If we actually own, physically have dominion over the real world, it's going to filter into all those areas as well. So hope you got something from that. Hopefully the learning that I'm having to get painfully can be some way save you some of the hassle. Get together with your wife. If this is something that I think that even just this morning, I did not realize how much of a value add my wife is in this particular area. That if I am going to talk about the objectives, talk about what I'm trying to do, and I'm not actually letting her be involved in it, and I'm not letting her speak into it, that I'm a fool. That she's probably got some creative things to do, and that you need to do strategy sessions. And this will filter out for how she can amplify what you're doing. If she knows the objective, if she's helped you come up with it, if you've enlisted her, you've kept her informed, you've clarified it with her, you guys have got good discussion about it, then when you're off at work or when you're not able to be there, she's able to continue to meet the objective. She's continued to make decisions to bring about the overarching purpose for your household, and you're going to win. You're going to get it done. You and your family and the generations for 1,000 generations are going to succeed based on your ability to lead and your ability to clarify and your ability to avoid the targets and to not get decisively engaged and to concentrate on the right one, the target, deal with it. Get on to the next one. If you got value from it, share it with a friend. And as always, have a good one.